Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, February the 6th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Last week, the market rebounded after a week of sharp correction and closed with healthy gains on good volumes. But of course, it was a volatile week for the market with a bunch of positives like a well-tuned growth-focused budget, a less hawkish tone by the Federal Reserve, and correction in oil prices marred by a sell-off in Adani Group stocks. The BSE Sensex rallied more than 1,500 points or 2.5% to 60,842 and recovered all its previous week's losses, while the Nifty 50 climbed 250 points or 1.4% to 17,854. But as I said, gains were capped due to selling pressure in Adani Enterprises and Adani Ports. The broader markets also had a positive close after ups and downs, with the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 rising 0.5% and Small-Cap 100 Index up about 1.9%. Sectorally, there was a mixed trend with the rally driven by banking and financial services, which actually gained a lot mainly on Friday, plus autos, FMCG and IT stocks also saw gains, while gains were capped by energy, metals, oil and gas and pharma stocks. In the coming week, volatility is likely to continue and the market will focus largely on the interest rate decision by the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, corporate earnings, and also how the Adani Group stocks move going forward. In fact, this week, all the Adani Group companies will announce their results. Adani Ports, Ambuja, Adani Transmission, Adani Green Energy, Power, Wilmar, Total Gas, all of them. Now, we are near the end of the quarterly corporate earnings season and nearly 1,300 companies will release their results for the December quarter. Prominent names to watch out for would be Tata Steel, Bharti Airtel, Hero Motor Corp, Shree Cement, Hindalco, Mahindra & Mahindra, LIC, Zomato, Lupin. Well, the list goes on. Lots of interesting companies. Just to reiterate what I've been saying time and again, market action this week also will be stock specific given the ongoing earnings season. Coming back to Adani stocks, all of Adani's stocks have got butchered badly in the last couple of weeks after the US-based short seller Hindenburg's scathing report last Friday. Though after deep cuts, these stocks saw a very swift recovery. Adani Enterprises recovered nearly 56% and Adani Ports about 26% from the day's lows to close with over 1% and 8% gains respectively on Friday alone. While ACC and Ambuja Cements closed with 4% and 6% gains after showing a recovery of 14% and 17% from the day's low respectively. But other stocks like Adani Power, Green Energy, Wilmar, Total Gas Transmission and NDTV, the latest addition, remained under pressure, down about 5 to 10%. Overall, all of these stocks have fallen more than 50% from their highs after the Hindenburg report. Now, given the price damage and the impact on investor sentiment, the most important thing for the group will be to bring in funding to manage its finances and power its growth going forward. Usually, when a corporate overextends itself, the invariable casualty is growth. You have to slow down till the balance sheet is repaired before expanding any further. That's the default option. But we have to see if Adani plays out any differently. Meanwhile, Fitch Ratings on Friday reaffirmed that there is no immediate impact on the credit profile of Adani companies it rates following the Hindenburg research report. A Bloomberg report suggested that the company has actually shelved its plan to raise as much as 1,000 crore via its first ever public sale of bonds following the market rout. Be that as it may, the more important worry around the fallout on the rest of the market seems to be getting resolved. Comments by government officials, including Finance Minister, on banks' exposure to Adani Group and the RBI statement on the health of banking sector also soothed sentiment on Friday. In an interview to Network 18 Group Editor Rahul Joshi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, exposure of big institutions such as LIC and SBI to the Adani Group is well within the permissible limits. She said they are not overexposed. Again, on the health of Indian banking sector, the Reserve Bank of India issued a statement on Friday without naming the Adani Group which helped bank shares rally. The country's largest lender, SBI, also clarified it has 27,000 crore rupees of exposure to Adani Group, which is 0.8 to 0.9% of its loan book. Repayments are on track, implying that there is no concern as of now, said Chairman Dinesh Khara. Overall, too, the exposure of Indian banks to Adani Group is less than 1.5% of the total loan book, so it does not seem to be a big systemic risk for financial institutions. Now, moving on from the Adani Group, on domestic economic data front, the industrial and manufacturing production data for December will be released on February 10th. India's industrial production grew 7.1% YOY in the month of November 2022, the highest in 5 months. Hopefully, we will be building on that one. The other important factor this week will be the outcome of the three-day MPC meeting on February 8th, where investors largely expect a 25 basis point hike in repo rate to 6.5%. Now, as of flows, the sell-off by foreign institutional investors seem to be unending, as they have net sold about 2,200 crore worth shares in the beginning of February. This follows 41,000 crore of selling in the previous month, that is January. Domestic institutions, on the contrary, have managed to compensate for the same to a major extent by buying around 4,000 crore shares in the current month, that is February, over the 33,000 crore in January. As for levels to watch out for, the Nifty is back within the range of 17,800 to 18,250 seen before the recent correction. If the index sustains at current levels, then there is a strong possibility that we can move to the upper end of the band in the coming sessions, with crucial support at 17,550, which is also the 200-day exponential moving average. On the index front, sustainability above 17,900 in the Nifty would further subside the pressure and help the index to inch forward towards 18,200 levels. In case of a decline, 17,550 is critical to hold, else the tone would again turn bearish. That is what technical analysts say. That's all from me today. Have a great week and a good trading session ahead.